I'm sure Goose Hiddink will feel his team's second half performance deserved and warranted the 3 points, but how was it from your perspective?
No, of course. I think in the second half we lost more control in the game. We didn't have that dangerous attacking in transition to attack, because that was one of our strengths in the first half. We make it difficult for them. Some good crosses, some good headers, dangerous situations in the box. And we kept the ball better than we did in the second half. And then, okay, you know, you need to drop more back. But even in the second half, they had a lot of ball position, but not really big chances to score. And that's disappointed that the 1-1 is coming out. Maybe a fault, the linesman.
Yeah, he's flagging for something, isn't he?
Yeah, for a fault against Cedric. And that's strange, because the linesman is more close to that situation than the referee. But it happened also in the first half, because then in one yes or no corner situation, the linesman don't give corner, and the referee is whistling for corner. And it's strange, but okay, it's hard to take, because that in that situation they scored a 1-1.
I mean, watching the game, it felt like the spaces were opening up for Chelsea more as the game went on. You couldn't keep the game as compact as you had in the first
half.
The ball wasn't sticking in front.
Yeah, we lost too easy the balls in front, and then you have to drop more back. And you know, they have some really high quality players between the lines, and that's difficult. But we did everything to keep the 1-0 until the end, but it was not good enough.
How disappointed are you that they finished so strongly? You're the side that's had 2 weeks off. I mean, was it not about fitness? It was just about tactics, or what? What was it?
No, it's true that maybe we were a little bit more tired in the last 10, 15 minutes than maybe they were. I don't know, but sometimes it's better to play every weekend than to have a weekend off, because then you keep your rhythm of playing and okay. But we know we didn't play on that level what we did in the first half, and that makes it more difficult.
A word for Shane Long, because before I ask you about his injury, because he's become so important to you in the last couple of months, and his goal he took terrifically, but also when he was off the pitch you could see the difference.
Yeah, it's true, because he's very dangerous, he's full of confidence on the pitch, he's making good movements, he's scoring goals. And of course that's disappointed that you have to change him, because then you don't change the player, because he did well.
How is he?
I don't know. He had some, I don't know if it's really hamstring or not. We have to wait till tomorrow morning to know exactly what happened to him and if he is available for Tuesday or not.
Well, it's only your first defeat in seven. You haven't got too much time to be upset, because you've got to get on with the Bournemouth match now, I guess. And I was looking at your bench thinking, blimey, you know, you started the season with Tadic, Mane and Pedder up front, and thank goodness you've got such a strong bench now with the 3 games in a week.
Yeah, but it's what you like. And of course, if you have really that quality on the bench, you can change, because we need for Tuesday freshness, because it's a difficult game, and it's possible that we will make some changes in the team.
Got to win that now, haven't you, after this Tuesday?
Yeah, it's always after a defeat you like to win, because you like to have that winning feeling. But we know and we understand it's a difficult tough one this Tuesday.
Thanks for your time.
Okay.